It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. President Donald Trump's travel ban has affected many groups of people, including college students. Raha Pulati is a PhD student in North Texas. She and her family were looking forward to a visit from her parents this spring. The problem? They live in Iran, one of the seven Muslim-majority countries included in the temporary ban. KERA's Stella Chavez visited Pulati in a North Dallas home.
Raha Pulati and her husband are hanging out in their living room, watching their four-year-old daughter pour a chista at the piano. She just taught herself how to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Pura Chista has been excited to see her grandparents who live in Iran. They were supposed to visit in late March. President Trump's travel ban has put those plans on hold. Pulati is worried for her parents, but also for Pura Chista.
Oh my God, how am I going to tell my daughter? You know, spring's going to come, but your grandparents won't. And until now, I haven't told her yet, but I don't know what should I do. sorry.
Pulati's father has been in failing health. Last year, he was diagnosed with dementia. He's been losing his ability to walk. She feels time is limited.
Because of my father's health, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we don't have to take every day as a granted thing.
Pulati was born in Iran. That's where she met her husband, Reza Sardari. In 2011, they arrived in the U.S. They're both PhD students at the University of Texas at Arlington studying urban planning. Pulati is here on a student visa. When she learned about the president's travel ban, she was upset.
First of all, I was so disappointed and I was just like hit like a big rocket on me.
Across the country, people with ties to the seven Muslim-majority countries listed in the executive order have lots of questions about the travel ban and concerns about their loved ones. The 90-day ban affects people in Iran as well as Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Somalia, and Libya. Even though the president's order is temporary, Pulati is concerned the ban will be extended. Pulati says she's always been thankful to live in the U.S.
I never felt like unwanted in this country. I came here as a symbol of free world, but now I feel rejected from the society, and I don't want my daughter to feel the same.
College officials across the country have weighed in, including leaders at UTA, which has been cited as the fifth most diverse college campus in the U.S. The university says its students, faculty, and staff come from over 100 countries. UTA President Vistaps Karbhari issued a statement urging students and staff from one of the seven banned countries not to leave the U.S. for now. At their North Dallas apartment, Pulati is playing with her daughter. She's still struggling to understand the travel ban, much less explain it to Pura Chista, who was born in the U.S. They're still holding out hope that Pura Chista's grandparents are coming.
Are you excited for spring?
Yes.
Why?
Because...
Who's coming?
Baby, Papa, Diabash, Mama, Nani, Sarah.
Are your grandparents?
Yes.
Yes.
Pulati grew up in Iran during the war with Iraq in the 80s. She says she understands the fear of terror, but she says she doesn't understand the reason for banning an entire nation from the U.S. If anything, Pulati feels she loves the U.S. more than some who live here because she sacrificed so much to get here. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Lisa Robison founded the Dallas nonprofit Dwell with Dignity to help families emerging from homelessness to create beautiful living spaces. The interior designer believes a comfortable home can help kids dream big and keep parents on track with their goals. Each week in the Artist Spotlight, we follow the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi meets up with the interior designer and her team as they put the finishing touches on their latest project.
In an apartment inside a public housing complex, women hang draperies and build furniture. In 3 days, they'll turn this place in South Dallas into a beautiful, almost lavish home for a mother and her four children.
Jerica, where did you get these draperies?
They're awesome.
That's Lisa Robison. She's the driving force behind this work.
I'm the founder of Dwell with Dignity. We do interiors for families who've been previously homeless.
Dwell with Dignity recruits interior designers to create living spaces that change lives.
Your environment is transformative. It informs who you are, and it allows you to express what you think you can do in the world.
Other nonprofits nominate families to receive Dwell with Dignity's services. Recipients have often successfully completed programs that help them sidestep addiction, homelessness, or domestic violence.
When you think about a family who moves into a space and all they have are, let's say, two mattresses and a television, how does that space inform what that child feels like they're capable of?
Homes should be places to create memories.
So our goal is to create spaces that families can feel like they're nurturing themselves and that they're going to live their best lives because they have the ability to do so.
Robison is married with two kids, and she looks like she could be on HGTV with her statement necklaces and perfect smile. But hosting her own version of Fixer Upper wasn't the goal when she thought up Dwell with Dignity almost 8 years ago.
From the very beginning, it was kind of a selfish idea about how could I express my creativity and do what I love to do and what I think that I was supposed to do for my community.
And from the jump, she saw the impact that she could have.
I remember when I did my very first home for a mom and her baby. And
a neighbor with a baby on her hip kept peeking inside to see what Robison was doing.
And finally I said, well, why don't you just come in? You're welcome to come in. And she walked in and she looked around, put her hand on her chest, and she said, oh, I can breathe in here. And I was hooked.
Dwell with Dignity has designed and furnished 100 interiors. They've expanded to Atlanta, moved into a giant warehouse with a studio, and they host Thrift Studio, an annual shopping benefit which helps cover their cost and allows them to tailor projects to families' individual needs. No two homes are exactly the same.
We're never going to be cookie cutter. And, you know, even if someone said, here, I'll donate this same mom's bedroom to you for every single project, we couldn't do that because part of it has to be that, you know, there's value in the creative process of putting that all together and having it be genuine.
Families definitely appreciate it. Back in the South Dallas apartment, that single mother of four walks into her new home.
Welcome up.
Oh, really?
What comes next, Robison and her volunteers say, is what makes this better than anything you'd see on TV.
Oh my God, look at this bed! Oh my God! Yeah, how long has it been since we've been on a bed?
Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Want to know more about Robison and Dwell with Dignity? Then head on over to artandseek.org. You can see her before and after photos from past projects and read a Q&A with the interior designer. Mostly cloudy skies expected this evening. Should be a low around 38 later on. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 55. It's currently 47 degrees in Dallas, 44 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.